Hello, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. I am so excited to pray for you today. Huge thanks to Linda DeCock, who is one of our Patreon sponsors. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and she has helped sponsor this podcast, reaching over 100,000 downloads and people all over the world in almost every country of the world. So I'm waiting for Iceland. So hopefully, if you have a friend in Iceland, could you send this to them? That would really be awesome. We are going through those relational verses from the book, The Seven Deadly Friendships, which releases in 2 weeks. Please pray for that book as it releases. I would so appreciate it. Today, we are reading in Proverbs 12, verses 15 through 25 in the New International Version. And it says this: "The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. No harm overtakes the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. The prudent keep their knowledge to themselves, but a fool's heart blurts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, what a lot of verses. And so much wisdom here. I am grateful for Solomon for writing these down. What a good guidance for life. And Lord, there have been times where I have been so confused and frustrated with the trajectory of my life that I have spent months and months and months in the book of Proverbs. So thank you for this book. Lord, I'm just going to pray through every verse. So the way of fools seems right, but the wise listen to advice. Lord, we do pray that we would be the kind of folks who listen to advice, not just going on whims. Lord, I have run into all sorts of problems when I've just gone on whims. So Lord, help us to listen to advice. Instead of showing our annoyance at once, help us to overlook an insult today. And so Lord, I have a feeling that some of the folks listening here today will be insulted, and not because they need to be insulted, but just because we live in an insulting world. So I pray you give us the grace to overlook an insult. Lord, help us to be an honest witness who tells the truth. I know that there's a lot of times a temptation to fudge. So Lord, help us not to fudge today, but to honestly tell the truth of what we've seen and what we've heard. We don't want to be like the reckless. We don't want to pierce people with like swords with our words. We want to have tongues that bring healing. So Lord, I pray that in our interactions today with family, with friends, with coworkers, that we would be giving words of life, encouragement to others. Lord, help us to have those truthful lips that endure forever. And Lord, help us to run away from a lying tongue, both from someone else and in our own lives. We do not want to be liars, Lord. We want to be truth tellers. We don't want to plot evil. We don't want to be full of deceit. Help us to discern those people who do that so that we can take action. We want to promote peace because your word says those who promote peace have joy. So we long for that, Lord, that we want to be peace promoters. That is amazing to me that we have that job description. Lord, thank you that you will rescue us from trouble. And I pray for the person today walking through trouble that you would rescue them. Lord, again, we want to be trustworthy people. We want to be truth-filled people. So, Lord, would you help us to make decisions today that show our trustworthiness? Lord, help us not to blurt out stuff today. It says a fool's heart blurts out folly. So help us to hold our tongue in check. Lord, help us to be diligent at the tasks that you put before us instead of being lazy. We don't want to be lazy. We want to work hard. We want to work with fear and trembling. We want to work for your glory. We want to work for your kingdom. We want to work as if this was our last day on earth, and we want to glorify you. Lord, for those battling anxiety, it says that anxiety weighs down the heart, and boy, that's a heavy weight. That's a heavy blanket. Would you lift that anxiety right now in Jesus' name? And would you send someone into their lives who will give them a kind word to bring cheer? I pray all of this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It has been my privilege and my pleasure to pray for you. If this has blessed you, would you be willing to write a quick little review on iTunes? It's super easy, 2 sentences, or on Stitcher, or anywhere you want, or just share it with a friend. That would be awesome. And have an amazing day.